כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
ועל המשיעים הרציון. נספת כביסי, at the end of the Yosha, really after the Yosha, after we said, Hashem Yimelech Leilam Void, we saw the revealed dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the world, to say that saw the salvation of Klal Yisrael, destruction of the evil Mitzvim. We said the Pasuk, in Hashem Melucha Moshe V'Agoyim. And now, after that, we say the Pasuk, V'Olam Mishayim Ba'atziyon Nishpad Esar Yisrael V'Yisrael Hashem Melucha. There's another Pasuk from Avadya, which the Moshiim, the ones that are going to save Klal Yisrael, which, according to many of the Farshim, as the Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, the Chaverov, their entourage are going to come to Har Tzion to give judgment to Har Yosef. And then it will be Hoysel Hashem Amalucha. Remember, the Machas of Hashem always comes from those two parts. The nation that is chosen by Hashem is saved, which is Klal Yisrael, and the nation of evil goes away from the values of Hashem, is destroyed. That's what we had in Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael was saved, and the Mitzrayim were drowned. And that brings us to the pasuk of Moshiach Ba'atzion. Atzion is the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, Mokum Ashuras HaShechina. Yishvah is Ha'esav. They're going to make a judgment against Esav. Esav is the Western world. Descendants of Esav. Rome, Christian world. And today, the countries that are a force against Judaism in our day and age is not physical force. It's an ideological force of making a world full of immorality, lack of values, lack of covet for anything, hefkeres. That's the Ha'esav that we have in our generation. Build yourself up and do what you want. Everything is acceptable. And anybody tells somebody else that it's not acceptable is in danger of his life. The more one criticizes, the bigger the abomination, the more it becomes prohibited to criticize it in our day and age. But that's the way it is. That's Esav's life. It's Esav's value is only Olam Hazeh. He's willing to sell the whole Bechayra, spiritual Bechayra, for a bowl of lentils. And that's what his descendants are doing. They sell the whole spiritual value of the world, forgo it for pleasures, running after wealth and pride and prestige, which are all demureness. He gets nothing from them. So that's what we remind ourselves every day. We're still in a stage of Golis because we have Ha'esav. The Esav values are running the world. But we're yearning that the time will come. Mashiachim will come. Reveal to us. Mashiach ben Yosef is more. And destroying the evil. Mashiach ben David revealing the good. Back to the Har Tzion. Ba'esav Hashem Melucha. And that will automatically cause the Melucha. But the truth is, Hashem is always the Melech. We say every day Hashem is the Melech in the entire world. He's running the world. He's in charge of the world. But we don't see it because it's covered up by all this fantasy world, all the sheker, all the false values of the present world. The second those values go away, it becomes obvious and natural to everybody. Just open up your eyes. This amazing world that Hashem created and sustains, it can only be through Hashem. So we say to fully yearn for it. And before we know it, the Mitzvah Hashem, we have to see it, number one. Number two is, while we're yearning for it, the benefit of the yearning is not only for the future, it's for the present. Because by yearning for it, we're basically having ourselves focused on the fact that I do recognize our Esav value system is not mine. It's Esav's. I have nothing to gain from it. I don't want to be part of it. I want to be part of the Hatzion. Hoysel Hashem Meluch HaTagos, the value system. And with that, I strengthen myself in every situation in the course of the day. How am I doing? How am I relating to this? In the Asig fashion or the Hatzion fashion? They bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking me away. And with that, we can focus on Maisim. Whether it's our acts, Benot L'Chaveder, how we react to one another, what we do it the way that Hashem would want us to do. Out of caring, concern, love for one another, not being overly selfish, or whether it be that we react to everything else that happens around us and take advantage of it from it to bring ourselves closer to Hashem. Have a wonderful day.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111